So, are you ready? Are you prepared for the journey? Have you packed your faith, your courageous determination, and a heart open to change? If so, then let's step out, or rather let's step in to the first wall that protects the sacred space, the wall of flames. Around this mandala, this sacred spot, may the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise. Not the torturous heat of burning hellfire that boils the blood and sears the flesh from the body. Not a conflagration of screaming, tortured agony. Not the flaming rivers of fire that toss charred souls eternal in damnation. No, these fires are cool. The cool heat of transforming faith, touching, kindling, setting light to our very atoms with energy and with power. This is the heartfelt, intuitive faith without which there is no possibility of arriving at supreme knowledge. It is the faith that needs to be kindled, sparked, set ablaze with longing for the divine. Fire is a symbol for the passion of faith and for purification too. But our faith is so often impure. It's a faint, glowing ember in danger of being extinguished by the onslaught of samsara. The mind is on fire, the Buddha tells us. Thoughts are on fire. Mind consciousness and the impressions received by the mind and the sensations that arise from the impressions the mind receives, these too are on fire. And with what are they on fire? With the fire of greed, with the fire of resentment, with the fire of infatuation, with birth, old age and death, with sorrow and lamentation, with misery and grief and despair, they are on fire. So the fires of samsara, of greed, hatred and ignorance, can and must be put to better use. The energy of fire can be redirected. The energy of faith can turn us from false refuges to true ones. Fire itself is clean and pure. The uses to which man puts it can be either destructive or constructive, destroy or build. Fire is transformative, purifying, life-giving, generative, strength. The heart that cries out, "May the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise," is the very hearth from which those flames spring forth. It is faith from the heart that kindles the flames of wisdom, burning away all ignorance. The upwardly rising wall of flames conveys the message of faith towards the divine, towards the transcendental. The heat of burning ignorance is transformed through the developing power of knowledge into wisdom. To do so, to transform ignorance into wisdom, means letting go, purging oneself of all one's previous views, opinions, beliefs, habits, behaviour, completely, It is a form of sacrifice that we must undertake to pass through the wall of flames. The soul sacrifice, the Buddha tells us, and perhaps we already know it deep inside our heart, is the sacrifice of one's own self. I lay no wood, Brahman, for fires on altars. Only within burneth the flame I kindle. Ever my fire burns, ever composed of self, and the heart is the altar. The flame thereon, this is a man's self well tamed. The believer who enters the flames will be purified. Their passage, our passage, through the purging fires cleanses us of our illusions. The catalyst of faith sparks the burning away of all impurities, and our energies are redirected towards the purity supreme that lies at the centre of the mandala. The wall of flames is of five colours. The colours of the jinnas. The wall of flames, the fire, is the wisdom fire of transformation.